I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 43-year-old Yamani Kahase Andom, an Eritrean Christian, died 6 days ago while in confinement at a military prison camp. Open Doors USA's Jerry Dykstra says he's the third believer to die there this year in the government's effort to stamp out a growing church. There are nearly 3,000 now being held for their faith. Dykstra urges you to pray for the strength of these believers and their families. And apple trees and plum trees are helping Ethiopian farmers create a better life for themselves and their families. SIM International's 5Fs project introduced the plants to the region. By the end of the last growing season, a fruit producers cooperative had sold $30,000 worth of fruit tree seedlings. That's a massive amount in a country where people make only $100 a year on average. Pray that God will continue to use this ministry to open doors for the gospel among a resistant people. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Find MNN on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.